This is John Randolph Carter, and I'm going to be reading three of my poems. The title of the first poem is Something Useful from the Future. A black carriage rattles and squeaks and clip-clops through the narrow streets, sounds of laughter inside, and a glimpse of a white dress. The noises echo and die away, and what remains is a misty dark drizzle and an orange glow through the window curtains. I like standing in a doorway waiting for George Washington to step outside of Christchurch after an evening service. Not yet the father of a country, or a painted profile leading desperate men across a river in winter, or a green engraving on a piece of paper. I would like to emerge from the shadows and offer him something useful from the future. Dental floss. But what if that tipped the fragile balance of history just enough? The title of the second poem is Fishing with a Witch. I wish I were going fishing with a witch. We could pack our rods and tackle and drive to a remote and quiet part of the river. Put on our waders, tie on our lures, and cast into the slow current and the calm eddies. The trout don't seem to care who catches them, which fish is caught by me and which by the witch. We're equally successful and fish at a leisurely pace. Periodically, I glance over and see her there in her black pointed hat, looking out across the surface of the water. As you get to know witches, you find it's not all flying on broomsticks and casting spells. Sometimes even witches need to take a break. I'm glad to see this quieter and more introspective side. Her face is calm, her gaze is distant. One imagines her mind to be both above and below the water. Her smooth countenance resembles the quiet surface in which we fish. The title of the third poem is Inedible. Marooned on a desert island, I was approached by cannibals who landed in canoes and showed an immediate interest in my purposeful and industrious approach to life. "Don't put the cart before the horse," I told them, and they listened intently, having not seen a cart or a horse on these islands. "Waste not, want not," I added to my list of advice, and at once they began to regret those parts of their victims they had not eaten. "A penny saved is a penny earned," I said knowingly. At this point, they rose, nodding politely, and began retreating to their canoes. "The early bird gets the worm," I yelled after them, but by then they were paddling hard away from my island.